CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 10th of November 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB launches its 2025 construction competition. The RSGB Contest Club needs volunteers for the second worldwide award event. What's more great content from the RSGB 2024 convention? The RSGB has launched its construction competition for 2025. Entries to this annual competition will again be judged online to allow RSGB members from the UK and across the world to participate and demonstrate their creativity. In line with the Society's strategic priority of growth, there will be a new outreach category this year in which members are encouraged to submit a project that can be reproduced in a school or public environment. The other five categories are beginners, construction excellence, innovation, software, and antennas. A cash prize will be awarded for the winner of each section, with a bonus for the overall winner, who will be declared to be the recipient of the Pat Hawker G3VA award. The winner of the beginner category will also receive the Gavin Nesbitt MM1BXF trophy. The results of the competition will be announced during the 2025 RSGB Annual General Meeting in April. For full details of the competition and how to enter, visit the RSGB website at rsgb.org/construction-competition. The RSGB Contest Club is excited to announce that the second worldwide award event will be taking place in January 2025 and is looking for volunteers to take part. Last year's event included 28 RSGB members who made in excess of 109,000 contacts. The Society's Contest Club has confirmed that there are currently special activator stations in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. However, if volunteers from Jersey, Guernsey and the Isle of Man would like to participate, then further call signs can be added. QSOs can be made using SSB, CW and digital modes. To be involved, you will need to be an RSGB member and hold a full license. To find out more about the event, search RSGB Contest Club on the RSGB website and scroll down to the section titled Worldwide Award 2025. Then email contestclub@rsgbcharliecharlie.org to register your interest. The Society has released some more great content from its recent annual convention. In its discussion with the board session, the RSGB board outlined progress with the strategic priorities and answered questions from convention attendees about the strategy and a range of other topics. The session wasn't on the live stream, but you can see it now on the RSGB YouTube channel. On the Friday night of the convention, the RSGB comms manager asked people in the bar if they tried anything new in amateur radio during the last year. You can hear their answers in the latest convention chat video. What would your answer be? You can watch both videos in the RSGB 2024 convention playlist at youtube.com/the RSGB. The 19th International Amateur Radio Union Region 3 conference was hosted by the Thailand National Society in Bangkok and concluded on Friday the 7th of November. The hybrid event saw the RSGB attending online, which included accounting for a 7-hour time zone difference. The conference was opened on Monday the 4th of November by national and international dignitaries. Numerous papers and reports were considered, including the latest proposals for a global 40-meter band plan, emergency communications reports, as well as modernization of its own organization. The region, which covers Asia-Pacific countries, has also started its work on the next World Radio Conference in 2027. You can view papers from the event by visiting tinyurl.com/India-Alpha-Romeo-Uniform-Romeo-3. Ofcom has agreed to the RSGB request to extend the 146 to 147 MHz NOV for a further year. It's available on a non-interference basis, and the NOV is subject to a 30-day notice period of change or withdrawal. Full license holders can apply for the 146/147 MHz NOV on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/NovemberOscarVictor. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, also known as ARIS, will be conducting slow scan TV operations from the International Space Station between the 11th and 18th of November. There will be 12 images to catch during the week-long experiment, which will be on the theme of the 40th anniversary of amateur radio in human spaceflight. Find out more by visiting the ARIS social media pages or via aris.org. And now for details of rallies and events. The Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Winter Rally is taking place on Saturday the 23rd of November at St. Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale. The usual traders and caterers will be attending. Doors open at 10 a.m. and entry is £3. Plenty of parking is available. For more information, contact the treasurer and rally organiser, Martin Shaw, via rally.romeoalphadeltaalpharomeosierra@hotmail.com or call 07587709006. The Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club annual rally is taking place on Sunday the 24th of November at Spennymoor Leisure Centre in County Durham. The usual traders will be attending, catering, ample parking and disabled facilities will be available. For more information, please visit bravoalpharomeoalphacharlie.org.uk. The Wiltshire Radio Winter Rally is on Sunday, the 1st of December, at Kington Langley Village Hall in Kington Langley, located just off Junction 17 of the M4. Doors open at 9 a.m. and close at 1 p.m. Admission is £3. Indoor tables are £10. Car boot pitches are £10 for a car-sized pitch and £15 for a van-sized pitch. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. For more information, email chairman@chippenhamradio.club. Now the special event news. George MM0JNL is active as Golf Bravo Zero Golf Tango Sierra until the 18th of November to raise awareness of homeless military veterans in association with the Great Tommy Sleepout, organised by the Royal British Legion Industries. The session will be operating on the 80 to 10 metre bands using SSB. There may also be some activity on the 2 metre band. George will operate at least one full night outside as part of the Great Tommy Sleepout. More details are available at qrz.com. Special call sign Golf Bravo 200 Lima Bravo will be active from the 4th until the 31st of January 2025 to celebrate the bicentenary of the invention of the Braille code. More information to follow. Now the DX news. Maurizio IK2GZU is active as 5 Hotel 3 Mike Bravo from Tanzania until the 11th of November while doing volunteer work at a local school. In his spare time, he will operate SSB, CW and digital modes on the 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS, Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct via IK2GZU. A team of operators is active as X-ray Tango 2 Mike Delta from Burkina Faso until the 11th of November. They will operate on HF bands and EME, QSL via IK2VUC, Bureau or Direct. Victor Kilo 9 Charlie Victor is active from Cocos in the Keeling Islands until the 15th of November. The group will operate using CW, SSB, FT8 and RITI on the 160 to 10 meter bands and on QO100, QSL via OK6DJ and Logbook of the World. HC5CW and HC2AP will be active as Hotel Charlie 5 Charlie Whiskey / 8 and Hotel Delta 8 Charlie Whiskey from San Cristobal Island in the Galapagos Islands between the 19th and 28th of November. The IOTA reference is Sierra Alpha 004. They will operate on the HF band CW, SSB and FT8, QSL via M0OXO or OQRS. Now to contest news. The Worked All Europe DX RITI contest started at 0 hours on Saturday the 9th of November and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 12th of November, the RSGB 432 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 70s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 12th of November is the RSGB 432 Megs UK activity contest, which runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 70s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 13th of November, the RSGB 432 Megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 13th, the RSGB 432 Megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. The RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series SSB contest runs on Wednesday the 13th of November from 2000 to 2130 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band only, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 14th of November, the RSGB 50 Megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB second 1.8 MHz contest runs from 2000 UTC to 2300 UTC on Saturday the 16th of November. Using CW on the 1.8 MHz band only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. A list of district codes is available on the RSGB Contest Committee website at rsgbcc.org. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 7th of November. We had another week of high solar flux and good conditions on HF. Solar activity remained at high levels thanks to an impulsive X2.3 solar flare around active region 3883 at 1340 UTC on the 6th of November, but the event was not responsible for a coronal mass ejection. The KP index remained below 4.5 all week, with a solar flux index in the range of 240 to 260. That was more than enough to keep the ionosphere very active. A recent report on spaceweather.com suggested that the solar cycle may have peaked in the Sun's southern hemisphere, but may still have a way to go in its northern hemisphere. It's usual for there to be two peaks in a solar cycle, as the two hemispheres are seldom synchronized. We will have to wait and see, but it could mean another 3 to 6 months of high SFI numbers as the northern hemisphere catches up. A solar filament located in the southwest quadrant erupted on the 7th of November. Coronal mass ejection occurred, but appeared to be off the unearthed line, so no major impacts are expected. A sunspot group turning into view from off the southeastern limb has been assigned active region 3889 and is producing M-class solar flares. The probability of further M-class flares stands at 80%. Meanwhile, the risk of an X-class flare currently stands at 35%. A coronal hole is currently Earth-facing and could cause some disruption. The solar proton flux is decreased to normal levels, so polar paths should now be unaffected. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI could decline into the range 165 to 185. Geomagnetic disturbances are forecast for the 11th and 12th, and again on the 15th, with the KP index predicted to reach 4. Meanwhile, we do urge you to get onto 10 meters, which is currently experiencing some fine DX openings. This month and next will probably give the best chance of good 10-meter propagation for a while. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. Another week has just passed with daily F2 layer propagation on 50 MHz, providing morning openings to Southeast Asia and the Americas in the afternoon. Expect more in the coming week. The current smell of high pressure has had a good run with some excellent tropo conditions, with the best DX along the side of the high pressure. This weekend we'll see the high finally giving way as weak Atlantic fronts move in from the west. This will soon be replaced by a new high building in the colder air behind the weekend fronts. This may look like tropo should come back, but this high may be less productive. The main change of weather pattern comes before midweek, when it may turn more unsettled as low pressure moves closer to the eastern areas from the North Sea. This general move towards more unsettled conditions will continue through the end of the week. In terms of propagation, good tropo will be replaced by some patchy rain scatter opportunities for the gigahertz bands from about the middle of next week. Staying with scatter modes, meteor scatter looks promising, with the Taurids peaking on Tuesday the 12th and the Leonids due to peak on the following weekend on Sunday the 17th. The solar conditions continue to offer chance occurrence of aurora due to solar flares or CMEs, so as usual, keep a watch on the KP index going above KP4. An occasional reminder of the possibility of out-of-season sporadicity for digital modes is timely. Recently, the critical frequency, the ES layer, has reached 7 megs on the Dwarves Ionosun, plotted on www.propquest.co.uk. And in theory, this would be good enough for a 6-meter band path. For EME operators, moon declination is negative, but rising, going positive again on Tuesday the 12th. Path losses are falling as we approach perigee next Thursday, the 14th. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate to low this coming week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next to local news. The ICT's published local news this week, but due to staff illness, there may be events or meetings that have been missed. We apologise if this happens and suggest you share details on social media and tag the RSGB so we can share the information more widely. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And I've restricted these to actual meetings, no nets for the Southwest or all of Wales this week. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society. On Tuesday, the Society is meeting it from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society meets on Friday at the Bunker, Beauséjour Leisure Centre from 7:30 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8 p.m. Tomorrow, that's the 11th, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club is having a club meeting and AGM at Baptist Church Rooms, Shepton Mallet, at 7:30 p.m. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode BS16-4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. On Wednesday, there will be an operating and social evening. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. And now for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday, the 15th of November at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is holding its AGM from 8 p.m. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, NP16 5JT, from 7:30 p.m. Cumbrian and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Portable Cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7 p.m. And Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Monday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rogerston, NP10 9FQ. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.